This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I think we already know that. I think we already know that it does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today is Tuesday, March the 3rd of 2026, which I almost became 2025 when I was saying it. And we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio.
Oh, yes. Not to be confused with Big Radio. Radio Big. Hanging out with our friends over there at Radio Big. Anyways, how have you been? How's the last 24 hours or so been? Always a good time when you and I get to hang out as we are doing all of our stuff-o inside of the world of the multiverse. So definitely some interesting times as we are hanging out doing our thing. So how have you been? What do you want to do? What do you want to talk about? So I will kind of give you the lead here,
if you don't mind,
of what we have planned for today. So we're going to be talking about safety in the news, news and safety. I don't think that's much different of anything else that we do every other day. But what we will do as we go down the path is we'll talk about safety and we'll talk about the news. If we'll talk about safety in the news, that's just kind of how it goes. You'll have the opportunity to interact with us if you want to do that. All you have to do is go to callinradio.com. Once you get there, audio, video, text messaging, that's audio, video, text messaging are the opciones of everything that is going on inside of the world of the multiverse. So if you're good with that, I'm good with it, and then we move forward. I think it's a kind of simple process. So our show, as we go through it, we are on a radio station or several radio stations, and then we go into a podcast, only hour number one for that, and we do a video cast all at the same time. So that's how we kind of go about. This is a 3-hour show, but only hour uno is across multiple stations at one time. Not really, but just kind of how it starts off. But that's how it goes. And that's it. And then we kind of go through the whole thing and we're just everywhere. That's kind of how we're trying to do everything. If you want to see the visual side and not using social media, you can go to safetyfm.com and go to visual radio. That will be the way that we kind of go about doing some of the stuff. So there you go. A lot of things to talk about today. And I do have my friends from Feature Story News already waiting in the wings to talk to you a little bit about what the hell is going on inside of this thing that we call
the multiverse.
So if you're good with that, I'm good with that. And we can get this show on the road right now. And we can get this moving with our friends from Feature Story News. So let's go ahead and do that.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in New Delhi, I'm Neha Punia. America's embassy in Riyadh has been hit by two drones, the Saudi government has confirmed, as US President Donald Trump is saying the hardest hits on Iran are yet to come. Nick Harper has more.
That's right, his first public address from the White House, in which he very much defended that US action, laying out the objectives to degrade missile and nuclear systems within Iran. He's talking about this being a weeks-long campaign. In some other comments, when he was asked about the deaths of US service personnel, he essentially said that that is part of war and warned that there would likely be more deaths on the US side in the coming days and weeks. He also suggested that he intends to do all he can over the coming days to make sure that Iran is never able to hit back. And he said, perhaps we haven't seen the most extreme US response yet.
America's operation in Iran continues, even as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been speaking to the American media, praising US President Donald Trump for acting against what he said were Iranian threats. This even as U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says that the United States knew that Israel was planning to attack Iran and so took preemptive action against the regime to prevent it from taking reprisals against the United States for any Israeli assault.
The Secretary of State on Capitol Hill offered a new version of why America attacked Iran.
The imminent threat was that we knew that if Iran was attacked, and we believe they would be attacked, that they would immediately come after us. And we were not going to sit there and absorb a blow before we responded. Had we not done so, there would have been hearings on Capitol Hill about how we knew that this was going to happen and we didn't act preemptively to prevent more casualties and more loss of life.
That initial attack, he said, was going to be launched by Israel. Contradicting the president, he said regime change is not the aim of the war.
We would love for that to be possible, but the objective of this mission is the destruction of their ballistic missile capabilities.
Oil prices are jumping after President Donald Trump said the U.S. is prepared to continue its attacks on Iran for 4 to 5 weeks. The impact is already being felt at the pump, where prices are now 6 cents higher than they were a week ago and climbing. Tony Waterman has more from the U.S.
Brent crude oil prices surged as much as 12% on Monday, pushing the benchmark above $80 a barrel for the first time in more than a year. Strong U.S. supply helped temper the rise, but experts say the longer the conflict drags on, the more prices will go up. The choke point is the Strait of Hormuz, a narrow waterway off Iran's coast. 35% of the world's oil and natural gas passes through the strait, but tanker traffic has come to a near standstill since Saturday. Gas prices in the U.S. are already rising, closing in on $3 a gallon, threatening to worsen an affordability crisis, which is a top issue for voters heading into the midterm elections.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, confusion over what President Trump's objectives are in Iran. Over the weekend, he talked about toppling the regime and giving the Iranian people a chance to rise up and form their own government. But at the White House on Monday, he made no reference to either of those aims, simply saying he wants to destroy Iran's missile capabilities and its navy, ensure the country never has a nuclear weapon, and can no longer fund its proxies overseas. Christian Amanpour is CNN's chief international anchor and herself of Iranian descent.
The President of the United States and the Prime Minister of Israel explicitly called on the people of Iran to change their regime and that they were doing this from the air to give them the space to do that. The regime is still in place. And yes, they decapitated the longtime leader, and nobody's going to be shedding any tears except for a section of the very religious and faithful Iranian population. But this goes to the heart of the fact that there seems to be no actual coherent plan or exit strategy for this event. There has been no successful regime change ever attempted from the air. It would require an invasion force, and they've always said they're not going to do that.
The US president said on Monday he is not ruling out putting American boots on the ground in Iran. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
The main news again. The U.S. is asking its nationals to leave several Middle Eastern countries as the war in the region expands. America's embassy in Riyadh has been hit by two drones, as U.S. President Donald Trump says that the hardest hits on Iran are yet to come. And as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been speaking to the American media, praising U.S. President Donald Trump for acting against what he said were Iranian threats. And that is the latest feature story news, Neha Punia reporting.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, safety show.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud. One of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
You've seen the loop. You've felt the shift. The script doesn't fit anymore, and neither do you. Safety transmission. The collapse of the construct is the third and final signal in the trilogy from J. Allen, PhD. And this time, it's not about waking up. It's about what you do once you're awake. The system didn't break. It just stopped pretending to hold you. And now it's blinking, rebranding presence, packaging resistance, and calling it progress. This book isn't a guide. It's a transmission. It doesn't teach the system how to evolve. It shows you how to stop performing for it. You'll see what happens when awareness becomes responsibility, when audits don't listen, and when leadership becomes a loop. But if you've made it this far, you're not here to be managed. You're here to carry signal. Safety transmission. The collapse of the construct. Now available in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by J. Allen, PhD. Because if it couldn't hold your signal, it was never real to begin with.
You ever hit the wall, burnout, stressed, or just feeling that everything is piling up and thought, yeah, I probably need to talk to someone? The problem is finding the therapist who actually takes your insurance feels impossible at times. That's where Rula comes in. Rula is a healthcare company that makes mental health care easy to access and actually affordable. They partner with over 100 insurance plans, so the average copay is about $15 a session, sometimes even less. With Rula, you get matched with the right therapist for you, not just whoever's available. Their network has over 15,000 licensed professionals, and you can book an appointment as soon as tomorrow. No wait list, no frustrations, just therapy that works with your schedule and your insurance. Thousands of people are already using Rula to get affordable, high-quality therapy that actually covered by insurance. Visit Rula.com/safetyfm to get started. After you sign up, you'll be asked how you heard about them. Please support our show and let them know that we sent you there. That's RULA.com/safetyfm. You deserve mental health care that works with you, not against your budget. Go to Rula.com/safetyfm right now to get started. That's RULA.com/safetyfm, because you deserve mental health care that works with you, not against your budget.
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R, safety show.
Okay, another pitfall of our society. Yeah, that's what we got going on. 14 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Tuesday. Yeah, it's a lovely one, that's for sure. So we still got a lot of stuff to talk about, so don't worry about that, because, man, there are some times when we start digging through everything that we can find, it can get
lengthy
in regards of all the stuff that is going on. So don't worry about that. So let's get into it right away. We'll go into some main news stories, and then I'll give you some oddities because the oddities is where it's at. So take a listen to this real quick. Let me see if I can find the right one. Trey Yinks is used to be in war zones, but even by his standards, this was intense. The Fox News correspondent was responding live from Tel Aviv on Saturday when Iranian missiles started raining down following a U.S. and Israel strikes that killed Iran's supreme leader. During the broadcast, Israel's Iron Dome lit up the sky trying to intercept incoming rockets while others' explosions slammed into the city behind him. Yinks described a massive explosion rocking the Tel Aviv and called it the blast the heaviest to hit the city since the conflict began. At this point, he told the viewers that he had to move because of heavy incoming fire. The crew rushed indoors, but they stayed on the air. Take a listen. Okay, maybe take a listen. Oh, the clip doesn't want to play. Oh,
yeah, we got more coming off. Just put me here so I can talk here. And you're going to see behind us, we got to move. There's a lot of incoming fire right now toward Tel Aviv. And so just stay with us. We got to go. Our security. So we're going to stay live with you, but we got to move toward hard cover here. The city's getting hit very hard. Come with me.
Okay. I'm just asking the question, so because I just want to understand. So you're moving, and I want to understand where it is that you feel like indoors is going to be okay in regards to that. Because, man, that gets interesting. I mean, hey, more power to you to be able to do that. But, man, interesting. So take a listen to this one. Georgia lawmakers are cracking down on this little nuance here, and they're going straight for the car keys. The state Senate just passed Everyday Counts Act and a 46-1 vote. If it becomes law, teens ages 15 to 17 who are labeled chronically unexcused could lose their driver's license or their learner's permit under the proposal. The label kicks in if a student racks up five unexcused absences in the first 50 days of school or misses 10% of school days after that without explanation. The bill also blocks those students who are sports, bands, chorus, drama, the whole after-school lineup. Supporters say that it... last resort measures aimed at improving attendance, not punishing kids right out of the gate. The plan is that it would require Georgia Department of Education and the Department of Driver Services to create a joint tracking system to connect the attendance records with licensing status. School districts would also need to tighten their attendance policies and measure now heads in the Georgia House for consideration. If it passes there and gets signed into law, Georgia is showing up to the class won't just affect your grades. It could affect your gas pedal as well. Perfect attendance just became a full tank incentive program. But here's the thing. I mean, let's just be realistic. If we're going to talk about this, we'll have some idea. So let's say, for instance, you miss 5 days of school, unexcused absences, whatever, however you want to word this. How in the hell is the kid, quote unquote, going to know that their driver's license is suspended? Because, okay, so day five occurs. Let's say five consecutive days. They miss a Monday through Friday, unexcused absences. So we're now talking the following week by the time that this system is triggered. So then it triggers that one system that goes into the Department of Driver's License Services, and then it's going to trigger what, a warning or just a straight-on issue where now the driver's license has been suspended, and then what, are they going to get a letter in the mail? So now we're talking 2 to 3 weeks. Oh, and here's the nuance of nuance, because I mean, maybe this is the part that we need to think about. Unless they get pulled over, who's going to know that they're driving on a suspended license?
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying. He is trying to be entertaining. Rated R Safety Show.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I know that you might think that I sound like an idiot when it comes to that, but geez, think about this for just a half a second there for a moment. How would they know that? I mean, how would they know that their driver's license is suspended? I mean, and this is a time constraint. I mean, I get idealistically or the ideology behind this whole concept on what you're trying to accomplish. But also at the same time, use some common sense, man, in regards on how this is going to work. So you would almost have to be a habitual offender for this to work out well. So I don't know. I mean, see, that's the problem with most things. Black line, blue line. Work imagined and work performed, or work imagined than work performed. It's just not a realistic concept. I mean, I can understand what you're wanting to accomplish. I really do. I'm not trying to be mean here. I'm just trying to say, let's be realistic. Anyway, take a listen to this. An American F-1 fighter jet was shot down over Kuwait in what official is described as a friendly fire incident. The pilot, an unnamed female aviator, safely ejected before the aircraft crashed. Video circulating on social media shows her on the ground moments later, smiling and appearing to, as calm as locals approached to help. One man filming reassured her that she was safe and thanked her as she was waited for recovery teams. Excuse me. She also is one of the three U.S. jets mistakenly shot down yesterday, according to the U.S. Central Command. All six crew members from the aircraft involved ejected safely were recovered and transported to a hospital for evaluation. Officials say the conditions are stable. Kuwait Ministry of Defense confirmed that it's coordinating with the U.S. officials and investigating the circumstances surrounding the incident. Take a listen to this.
You're fine? Really? You need something to help you? No problem, you're safe. You're safe. Everything good? No problem. Thank you for helping us. Everything perfect?
Are you safe as you just fucking ejected out of a plane? I don't know. I mean, that's just kind of a weird thing when you start thinking about it. I mean, what do you think here? I don't know. It's kind of a crazy time as we are talking. So let's continue. Because we got more.
We definitely have some more.
So let's talk about this real quick. The president is heading back to Washington for lovingly called Nerd Prom. Donald Trump announced that he'll attend this year's White House Correspondent Dinner in late April, ending a years-long boycott of the annual media bash. In a True Social post, he said that he's showing up in honor of the nation's 250th birthday, adding that so-called correspondents now admit that he's the GOAT. His words in promising to make the greatest, hottest, and most spectacular dinner of any kind ever. The dinner, which takes place in 1920s under Calvin's College, is hosted the White House Correspondents Association, and the traditionally features the president trading jokes with the press and featured entertainers. So there you go. I mean, what are we going to do? Are we going to rehash The Apprentice? Is he going to tell people that they're fired if he doesn't like it? Is that going to be the joke standpoint? I don't know. It's normally an interesting time when you kind of go about it. And since when did he boycott it? I mean, I don't know. I don't try to keep up with any of this shit. Like, let's just be realistic. For the longest time, we really avoided politics altogether on this show. Like, we did not want to talk about them. Period. But they are such a prominent part of everything that goes on nowadays that it's almost virtually impossible not to talk about. Like, seriously, they're almost virtually almost impossible not to talk about. Just a thing to kind of give some consideration to. So what do you think here as we are talking? It just gets interesting. I don't know. So let's see. What else do we got? What else do we got roaming around the streets here as we are going through? Like, I don't know. I look at it and go, it's kind of gets an interesting one. So take a listen to this. During an interview, actress Kaylee Cuoco said that she loves about Dolly Parton is what she and her husband, who is dead now, lived in different houses. As Kaylee put it, that's how to do it. So take a listen to this.
Dolly Parton.
Oh, yes.
She's such a queen.
That is a great idea.
Have you ever met Dolly, been in the same room as her?
No, but I am in love with her. I just hear the nicest things about her.
Yeah.
You know what I love about her? Her and her husband live in separate houses. I know he's passed, but she always talked about that, and always they were together forever, and I'm like, that's how to do it.
That's it.
Just live in different homes.
You could be next door.
It's great. Oh. Knock, knock. Let's have dinner. Let's go.
Okay, so take a listen to that, as you just did, better saying. So do you think marriages would last longer if the husband and the wife lived in different houses? If this is what we need to do to make a marriage work, how many of you would be willing to try this? No, this is a serious question, because here's the thing. As depending on where your neighborhood is, and this is one of those things. They have these things that people put into the back of their houses where they normally can do a parental property, especially if you're kind of somewhere in California. There's a proper name for it, but I forget the lettering that they actually use. And then you have these mother-in-law suites that some places have. And then there's other sections where they just call them casitas, which are essentially means little houses. So is that how the workout does? Or do you look at it more Utah style, where some people will have multiple houses in a neighborhood? And I'm saying in some areas of Utah, not everywhere. Maybe I shouldn't say that one. Maybe that's going to be the one that will get me in trouble. Let's just say we'll just reference HBO's old TV show, Big Love. So with that being said, what do you think? Do you think that that would make sense? And I will tell you, from a standpoint of having younger children, I don't see that that would ever be able to work. But hey, idealistically, I think it sounds like a great idea if that's something you're wanting to do. I don't know. It becomes a weird one. So what do you think? Callinradio.com will give you the opportunity to say whatever the hell you want.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so there you go. Some stuff going on inside of the world. So take a listen to this. Today we want to know about the job that saved you. Not the job that paid the most. Not the job with the fancy title. The job that showed up at exactly the right moment in your life. Maybe you were going through a divorce. Maybe you got sober. Maybe you moved to a new town and didn't know a single soul. Maybe you were broke, lost, or grieving, and that one job gave you structure, purpose, and a reason to get out of bed. Sometimes it's not about the paycheck. It's about the people or the routine or the boss who believed in you and you didn't believe in yourself, you know, who gave you that shot. What is the place? What is the construction site? What is the radio station? What is the warehouse, the military, the tiny mom and pop shop that took you and gave you the chance? I'm just asking because I always, there is a job that normally occurs and sometimes in people's life that changes everything for you. Like, I will tell you, I had a job that paid pretty decently. But they were the biggest bunch of assholes in regards to how they treated their people. Here was always the gap. You either had brand new people that were there or people that had been there 10 years plus. After you got out of year one-ish, so there was nobody there from like year 2 to 9. It was kind of a weird. There was like this, that place in the middle they let go. And these were the biggest bunch of fucking backstabbers I've ever met in my life, which kind of led me to start my own thing. Like, I'll put it to you this way. I'll just throw this out here. The CEO had stock options inside of the company. And then what he was going to do is because the company had merged with another one, so it became more powerful, blah, 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 blah. So he was selling his older stock options to go into the new company and for him to get the higher price of what they were worth, blah, 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 blah. So the company said, okay, sell us the stocks. We'll buy them back and then resell you the new stocks, blah, blah, blah. At that particular moment in time when he sold the old stocks to the company, the board turned around and said, we've made the decision that we are not going to sell you the new stocks. And this is a company that the guy had started himself. So it became an interesting time, and that's what I learned a long time ago, that version of a company was something that I would never want to be involved with. And that's me. So this is why we're talking about quote-unquote jobs. And then if I have to look at structure, I want to say one of the first jobs that I had, probably within the first three, showed me exactly what a SOP was, Standard Operating Platform. And man, that was at the time, when I looked at it many, many years ago, not understanding that level of structure outside of what one would think about the military, but in this other place, on how structure could be in the civilian world, and it didn't have to only be military stuff. So it definitely became very interesting to me in regards of how that worked. So there you go. Okay, so let's talk about some odd stories real quick, because that's what we do around here. So let's jump into two. I guess let's start off with some cocaine. Because why would you not want to start there? A driver in Milpitas, California, learned the hard way after getting pulled over for speeding by the California Highway Patrol and ending up in cuffs. So here you go, with a trunk of trouble. The stop on Thursday night when a Coastal Division Special Service Unit officers clocked the vehicle going too fast. During the stop, the officers noted they were described as indicators of criminal activity. That's when the canine, Ray, was brought in to take a closer sniff, and Ray didn't need long. After alerting the presence of narcotics, additional CHP personnel reached the vehicle and found roughly about 12 kilos or 26.5 pounds of cocaine packaged for distribution, an estimated street value of around $2 million. Yeah, $2 million. The driver was arrested on multiple charges, as one would figure, including possession of cocaine for sale and drugs that were seized. CHP says that another example of their ongoing crackdown, really, that's the choice of words, of, narcotic trafficking, and a reminder that if you're hauling $2 million worth of cocaine, maybe don't lead with a speeding ticket. When your getaway car becomes a canine chew toy for justice system. So there you go, some stuff to think about as we are talking. So take a listen to this one, because, you know, things get interesting as we are constantly talking about stuff inside of the world of the multiverse. A smoothie run in Ann Arbor turned into a political food fight. Jake and Erica Lingerman walked into a local Smoothie King on Sunday. Jake was wearing a hoodie with the president's name on it. And that's when two young employees told the couple they didn't feel comfortable serving them because of the sweatshirt. Erica hit record. Yeah, there you go. The back and forth got heated fast. The employees argued that the president discriminates against them, and the couple shot back that they were just trying to buy a smoothie and were not discriminating against for their political views. For the workers told them that they had the right to refuse service and pointed there to the door. Erica threatened to call the police as they left. I don't know why you would call the police. No word on whether she actually did. The plot thickened, though. One of the employees posted her own video later saying that she might have accidentally started a race war and asked for help on getting Erica's video taken down. She said that she's a minor and they claimed that online comments had turned racist. By yesterday, Smoothie King confirmed that both employees no longer were with the company. The franchise owner also announced mandatory retraining, saying that the brand is committed to keeping stores free of discrimination. All they wanted was a smoothie. Instead, they got a political shakedown. I don't know. Becomes an interesting one where everything turns political. It definitely sounds that way. Anyways, 32 minutes past top of the hour, and I think we need to do that thing that we call our main story.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Oh, yes, main story time, and maybe we need to take a reference real quick of going down
memory lane.
So let's envision for a moment that it's 6 a.m., and believe me, I know our show starts at 7, so I know sure as shit it's not 6 a.m., but it's 6 a.m., the sun isn't even up yet, and you're standing at that gravel parking lot. You know which gravel parking lot I'm talking about. Or maybe in a break room that smells like stale coffee, diesel exhaust, or that cheap floor wax. You know, the funny part is that if you think about it, you can envision all this shit. And you're surrounded by your crew. Guys and gals are leaning against their trucks, staring into that bottom of their Yeti cups, just trying to wake up. The supervisor steps to the front, and he's holding that clipboard because, you know, can't have a fucking meeting without a clipboard. And the morning seance begins, and I did say seance. And you know exactly the ritual that I'm talking about, the pre-job brief. We need that JSA, the daily hazard analysis, the tailgate meeting, whatever three-letter acronym the corporate construct has decided to brand it with this year to make themselves feel better about themselves. The supervisor reads down the list of generic pre-populated hazards. Slips, trips, and falls. Pinch points. Line of fire. Remember to stay hydrated. Everyone nods. Everyone stares at the dirt of their steel boot toes. Their steel-toed boots is really what I'm trying to say. And then comes the most important part of the entire theatrical performance. The clipboard's passed around the circle, and every single person signs their name on the dotted line. Because, you know,
it doesn't count if it's not on the dotted line.
The executives back at corporate truly believe that this piece of paper is the magic spell. You know, hold on. Maybe we should do the magic spell. Do we have the magic spell sound? Let's do that. The magic spell, you know, the same thing that we have to do for this thing. You know, the magic spell. Did I lose the magic spell? Okay. So as they do the magic spell and everything is just working so greatly, they look at this digital dashboard and see 100% JSA completion rate, and then they smile. Now, think about this real quick, because we talk about him all the time. Philip K. Dick warned us about artificial realities designed to keep people asleep and compliant. And that piece of paper you just signed every morning, it is localized contract for the simulation. The contract operates under the delusion that if a hazard is documented on a form and a worker signs that form in blue or blank ink, the physical universe will somehow obey it. They actually believe that identifying a pinch point on a piece of paper magically erects the force field around the worker's hands. Think about it. But this doesn't really happen. But for some reason, there's some fucking belief that this is how it works. It is pure high entropy noise, as we discussed from Thomas Campbell. Physics tell us that high entropy is chaos, distraction, and the lack of usual information. Think about the standard morning briefing. Does that clipboard talk about the fact that the night shift left the site in a total clusterfuck?
Duh.
Does it talk about the fact that the forklifts have been throwing error codes for about 3 weeks and the maintenance backlog is about a mile long? Does it mention that half of the crew running on 4 hours of sleep because of mandatory overtime, or that the supplier sent the wrong gauge fitting last night? No, it talks about wearing proper gloves and watching your step. It completely ignores the mutation. Ignores the massive, terrifying gap between the paper fantasy on how the job was planned in the conference room and the gritty rated R reality on how the job is actually going to get done. Let me give you this real blue line example, if I may. Let's say a JSA for a confined spaces entry to swap out a heavy pump. The paper says, lock out, tag out the system. Wear your harnesses. Monitor the air and do not drop the pump. You sign the paper, the seance is complete. But then you walk into the actual territory. You step into the grate, and the reality immediately mutates. You find out isolation valve is passing. It's leaking fluid into the space. The schematic they handed you with the permit is from 1998, and it doesn't show the bypass line that some third-party contractor installed 5 years ago. And on top of that, it starts raining, turning the edge of the hole into a slip and slide, and the humidity starts making your four gas monitors glitch out. Does the morning JSA cover any of that? Did the clipboard prepare you for the leaking valve, a ghost bypass line, or a glitchy tech? Absolutely not. Because JSA is a dead document. Now, let me make sure I say that again.
A dead document.
It is a snapshot of a fantasy that never existed. If we talk about philosophy, we'll talk about the philosophy of Bruce Lee's Jeet Kune Do. To break away from the dead, rigid martial arts forms. He saw guys practicing these beautiful, perfectly choreographed routines in the JoJo, and he knew the second that they stepped into a street fight, those rigid forms would get you knocked out. Reality does not follow a script. The opponent doesn't step in exactly where you want them to step. The daily safety briefing is the ultimate dead form. I know, some people are not going to love me saying this. When your people step onto the blue line, they aren't stepping into some controlled dojo. They are stepping into a street fight with operational risk. The environment is going to mutate. The pressure is going to drop. The communication is going to break down. The schedule is going to compress. And if they are rigid, if they are relying on dead forms from a morning JSA to keep them alive, or if they just push through the glitch because the permit is already signed, they are going to get hurt or worse. We have to teach our people to be like water. We have to teach them to hack away at the unnecessary, the unessential, the administrative noise, and to stop looking at the clipboard and start looking at the actual physical territory that's around them.
Duh.
And when the mutation happens, when the work as imagined shattered into a violent reality of work is done, that piece of paper isn't going to intercept the hazard. It's not going to stop pre-assured line from blowing. The only thing that intercepts reality is human beings who is awake, present, and willing to trust their gut over a corporate matrix. The system wants you to believe that the signature on the clipboard will protect you, and it doesn't. It protects them. It's a liability shield masquerading as care. Stop performing the seance and stop putting your faith in the simulation. Seriously, teach your crews to adapt to the fight in the front of them and not the fight that's on paper. Because at the end of the day, the ink on the clipboard doesn't bleed. It really doesn't. But you do.
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety training, old, stale, and hacked.
This is safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
In safety, in my opinion, you woke up. You saw the system, the simulation, the structure that trained you to mistake compliance for care. Safety mutation. Information misdirection picks up where the signal fractured. Because the system didn't shut you down, it rebranded you. It packaged your voice, sold your rebellion as a new initiative, and smiled while doing it. This isn't a manual. It's a decoded transmission.
about what happens when slogans replace stories, when safety becomes marketing, and when truth gets mirrored so perfectly, you forget it was ever yours. You'll see the mutation. Learning teams turned into theater. Zero harm turned into optics. And feedback turned into formatting. But the signal didn't die. It was redirected.
Safety Mutation is book two of the Signal Transmission Trilogy. Available now in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by the author J. Allen, PhD. Because the system adapted. Now it's your move.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns. This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC registered investment advisors. View important disclosures at acorn.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Radio Big.
Okay. We are definitely lagging, buddy. 47 minutes past the top of the hour as we are hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. This is a group called Smack Youth, and this is White Line Fever. Who knows what they're talking about, right?
Hey now.
Songs readily available on YouTube Music, Apple Music, and Spotify, and don't forget Pandora. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because
we multiverse here, baby.
So a lot of stuff. We would like to thank Smack Youth for this one. Hey now. Yeah, a lot of stuff going on right there, that's for sure. Okay, so let's continue talking. Let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms.
Ugh.
No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And we want you to know that people have been where you are now and that things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. Once you get there, there's going to be information related to addiction, depression, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. Let me tell you about two events that we have coming up. The first one coming up at the end of this month, March the 31st through April the 1st, Santa Fe, New Mexico, the Conklin Workshop. Of course, with Todd Conklin, Redonda Voigt, Ann Liren, and Brett Sutton. I'll be there hanging out as well. I guess I should have probably mentioned that earlier. Would love to see you there. We're going to be doing a workshop talking about things on how to take a look at what happens when you have a major incident or event, taking a look over and around it. So all you have to do is go to safetyfm.com and click on where it says live events, or scan that QR code that you actually see right there on the screen, and it will tell you what exactly is going on at the event. Would love to see you there March the 31st through April the 1st. That's one event. Event numero dos. will be happening in Orlando, Florida. We're calling it the Reality Shift, an observational symposium taking place on July the 13th in Orlando. That's a Monday, just in case. And yeah, we'll have Nick Weatherly there talking about behavior-based safety. We'll have Todd Conklin discussing human and organizational performance. And I will be there talking about the Signal Trilogy. This event's actually taking place inside of a movie theater. Would love to see you there. We'll actually have some, we'll have a movie that we're going to play while that event's going on as well. So don't worry about that. Definitely a different approach doing some of the things that we have going on. So don't worry about any of that. That one is taking place in Orlando on a Monday. Would love to see you there. All you have to do is scan that QR code that's on the screen right now. If not, you can go to safetyfm.com as well and click on where it says live events. And you might be amazed on what ends up happening from there on. So there you go. The reason why we did it on a Monday, just in case you wanted to come down during the summer and hang out in Orlando for a hot minute and
it will be a hot minute.
So there you go. Some things to think about. Anyways, I do have my friend John Smalls waiting in the wings wanting to talk about the Motivation Minute. So if you're good with this, I'm good with this. Let's get it rolling right now. The Motivation
Minute. Courtesy of JaceCaseMedical.com. Today's quote was submitted by Brian. Louis Pasteur said, "The more I study nature, the more I stand amazed at the work of the Creator." Another great quote submitted by Brian. "For our anniversary, I took my wife to a little cabin that was kind of in the middle of nowhere. I wanted to let her know that she was enough. We didn't need to travel across the globe to find solace with one another. This little place was in nature. We enjoyed the views during the day, but the thing that amazed me the most was the sky at night. I grew up in a small town, and I've spent quite a bit of time in the country, but I don't remember seeing that many stars. I've lived in the city now for a while. The light pollution makes it hard to see the beautiful painted canvas sky that God has given us to look at. I loved just staring at the stars and thinking how tiny and insignificant I am, you know, compared to everything else out there." The Motivation Minute. This has been The Motivation Minute. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at motivationminute.org.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
U.S. and Israel continue to launch coordinated airstrikes on Iran.
Iran hit back hard, firing missiles at U.S.-aligned Gulf states like the Emirates, Jordan, Qatar, Bahrain, Kuwait, and Saudi Arabia. Three American troops died in Kuwait from the attacks. President Trump warns more U.S. losses could come as the conflict grows. Benjamin Wright reporting.
Oil prices spiked sharply Monday while global stocks plunged amid fears of the Iran war spreading further into key energy regions.
Gold prices climbed as investors sought safe havens from the turmoil. Markets reacted to Iran's strikes on neighbors and U.S. military losses. Financial experts watch closely for bigger economic ripples ahead. Liam White reporting.
Israel hammered Lebanon with strikes Monday after Hezbollah rockets flew in response to the widening Iran conflict, killing at least 31 people there.
Lebanon's health ministry reported the deaths with no Israeli casualties noted yet. The IDF warned over 50 Lebanese villages to evacuate. Tensions rise as Iranian-backed groups join the fray. Gary Beck reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Gasoline prices jumped across the U.S. Monday as the war with Iran disrupted oil supplies and drove up costs at pumps nationwide.
Experts predict even steeper hikes soon from ongoing attacks in the Gulf. Drivers feel the pinch with averages climbing fast. Families rethink budgets amid the surge. Airports shut down and flights canceled nationwide Monday, stranding travelers in massive chaos tied to the Iran war's fallout. Security alerts and fuel shortages forced widespread closures at major hubs. Lawrence Keller reporting.
Investigation continues regarding a deadly shooting rocked Austin's Lively Bar.
This happened early Sunday, leaving two dead, 14 wounded, and the gunman killed by police on site. The incident hit Buford's Beer Garden as crowds partied late. Witnesses described chaos with gunshots echoing through the streets. FBI probes if terrorism played a role in the attack. Kevin Sanders reporting.
North Carolina's 4th District primary Tuesday tests Democratic challengers claiming incumbents fight too softly on key issues.
Voters decide who best pushes party goals in Washington.
The race draws national eyes as an early benchmark. Turnout could shape future strategies. Jessica Oakley reporting.
President Trump faces calls to better explain the Iran military campaign to Americans through social media clips and sudden phone announcements.
He detailed strikes that killed Iran's leader and hit key sites. Pressure builds for clear updates on goals and risks. The public wants straight talk on the costs. Kyle Norris reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
The radio show you're listening to is often imitated, but the real thing doesn't come with training wheels.
When I grow up, I want to understand this concept and become a better human being because of it.
Who cares?
Hey now, so there you go. Currently 55 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's start talking right away about some things that happened back on this date, if I may do so myself. In 1845, Florida becomes the 27th state. What else happened? Congress approves in 1855 $30,000 to test camels for military use. Just telling you. In 1955, Elvis makes his first TV appearance. What else? In 1994, IRS investigates Daryl Strawberry. So there you go. Some things that are going on or happened back on those dates. Let's talk about some birthdays going on today. Jennifer Warnes turned 79. Tone Loke, 60. And Jessica Biel turns 44 today. So there you go. That's some birthdays. Let's talk about some things that you ought to know. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $473 million jackpot. Here are last night's winning Powerball numbers. Jackpot was $249,217,18,38,62. Powerball was 20. Power play was 2. Also, the U.S. military says that it hits Iran's largest naval warship as President Trump newly launched a military campaign dubbed Operation Epic Fury. The strike was confirmed by U.S. Central Command, which made it clear this wasn't just a warning shot. It was aimed at a major Iranian asset. At the same time, CENTCOM pushed back on the hard on claims of coming on that Iran had sunk an American aircraft carrier in the Gulf. According to the U.S. officials, that story is pure fiction. In fact, they said that the only carrier that has actually hit is in Shadbahir, and an Iran drone carrier is what it's stating. So there you go. Also, Savannah Guntry made a rare public appearance with her family as they visited a memorial set up outside of her mother's home. It's been a month since her mother, Nancy Guntry, was reportedly kidnapped, and the home has since become a gathering spot filled with flowers and messages of support. Yesterday, Savannah was joined by her sister, Annie Guntry, and her brother-in-law, Tommaso Scioni. The three were escorted by deputies from Pima County Sheriff Department to the memorial near the front of the home. They carried flowers of their own, placed them among the tributes, and embraced. Annie appeared overcome with emotion, softly whimpering as the family held each other together. So there you go. Also, the U.S. military official said on Monday they raised the death of American service members to 6 as the result of the U.S. rally attacks in Iran over the weekend. The U.S. Central Command increased the toll from 4 to 6 yesterday afternoon on X. Also, one more thing. Former President Bill Clinton was grilled about the infamous photos showing him in a hot tub at a hotel that were released as the Epstein files, once again finding himself declaring publicly that he did not have sexual relations with any women. So there you go. Also, Apple Inc. just wrote out the latest budget option of the iPhone 17e and is clearly trying to make an affordable feel like a little less of a compromise. The 17e comes upgraded with cameras, tougher and more scratch-resistant screen, and a MagSafe compatibility. So $599 is what you're looking at for a 256 model. Anyways, that's going to sum up our time together at the top of the hour. I will be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out over there for the next couple hours or so. If not, you can hang out here with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened. There you go. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are solely those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Safety FM and or Radio Big. The content discussed, including examples of analysis, is provided for illustrative purposes only. It should not be applied as the sole solution in real-world scenarios. as it is based on limited and dated open source information. Any assumptions made during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are not reflective of Safety FM and or Radio Big. No portion of this broadcast, podcast, or radio show may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of Safety FM and or Radio Big. For permission requests, please contact Safety FM or Radio Big directly.
This isn't a safety manual. It's a transmission. Jay Allen, PhD, host of the Rated R Safety Show and founder of Safety FM, has spent years pulling back the curtain on the systems we work in and the ones we don't talk about. What started as a fatal crash on the 405 became a search for truth. Through behavior-based safety, human and organizational performance, simulation theory, and everything in between. Safety, in my opinion, is raw, reflective, and real. From burnout to breakthroughs, from the matrix to the moment someone says, "This doesn't feel right." This book doesn't give you answers. It hands you the signal. Safety, in my opinion. Available now, wherever books and audiobooks are found.
What if everything we thought we knew about safety was just interference? From the host of the Rated R Safety Show and the founder of Safety FM comes the complete Signal Transmission Trilogy, now available in one powerful edition. Safety, in my opinion, the book that started the conversation. Safety Mutation, where the boundaries of culture, systems, and belief begin to break. And now, Safety Transmission, the final piece of the signal. For the first time, all three books are together in one volume. The Signal Transmission Trilogy, complete edition. This isn't just about compliance. It's about consciousness. It's about decoding the way we think, lead, and live, inside and outside the system. Whether you've been following the signal since the beginning or you're just now tuning in, this is the version to own. Search Signal Trilogy on Amazon or visit safetyfm.com to get your copy now.
In safety, in my opinion, you woke up. You saw the system, the simulation, the structure that trained you to mistake compliance for care. Safety mutation. Information misdirection picks up where the signal fractured. Because the system didn't shut you down, it rebranded you. It packaged your voice, sold your rebellion as a new initiative, and smiled while doing it. This isn't a manual. It's a decoded transmission about what happens when slogans replace stories, when safety becomes marketing, and when truth gets mirrored so perfectly, you forget it was ever yours. You'll see the mutation. Learning teams turned into theater. Zero harm turned into optics. And feedback turned into formatting. But the signal didn't die. It was redirected. Safety Mutation is book two of the Signal Transmission Trilogy. Available now in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by the author Jay Allen, PhD, because the system adapted. Now it's your move.